This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Welcome to An Aromatic Life's Whiff of Wisdom. This is a short inspirational clip from one of my previous guests, which I hope will inspire you in some small way. Today's whiff is from episode 14 of the podcast with Swami Krishna Chaitanya of Nisarga Farms in the Himalayan region of India. Krishna reminds us of why it's so important to think small in everything that we do, because honestly, our collective health, prosperity, and future depend on it. I think this whiff is particularly good reminder for all of us who work with essential oils, either as aromatherapists or perfumers, for a few reasons. First of all, to think about who we buy our oils from. Do our suppliers think small? Do they know the farmers who grow the aromatic plants? Are they focused on selling essential oils, or is it just one of many things they sell? Are we holding them accountable with our dollars? And secondly, I think the onus is also on us to buy small. Not to get tempted by those big sales and buy more than we need. Because let's face it, often we end up having to throw essential oils away because they've gone off, because we didn't use them fast enough. I do hope you'll check out the full episode too, because Krishna shares so much wisdom about working up close with aromatic plants that I think you'd find really inspiring. Enjoy this whiff. Let me ask you, you know, I was reading your literature and you focus a lot on the small scale distillation. And yes, you could, if you wanted to, go much further and much bigger, but there's a reason, right, why you stay small?
Yes, we prefer to stay small because when you, to be very blunt, small is big and big is small.
I like that. I like that.
Yes. Because if you really, if you want to grow big, if you really want to spread your wings as bigger as you can, if you want to fly very high in the universe, you have to understand the small. Without understanding the small, you just cannot understand the big. This is the core philosophy.
Yes.
So, of course, we can do big. But after doing the big, we'll be small only because quality will drop. And yes, craziness will come. Handling people will become just a headache, a very big headache. And you will forget yoga, everything you will forget, your own peace will be dropped and the whole day you will be stressed out. The core focus will be how can I sell essential oil to some company or cosmetic, and you will just become a monotonous zombie or you will become a robot. You are no longer a...
Yes, you're just going through the motions. Yes.
Yes, and this is very much visible when I see all those big people who are into big production. It's just the moment I see them, I say, sir, please do take care of your inner health also. Okay, you are earning lots of money, way bigger than what we are doing, but your health is not right. Please do something, take care. Because the moment they start taking care of their health, they cannot do big.
Yes.
Because they are doing big for their own health, on their own family and their own community. So in this sense, small becomes way bigger than the actual big legislation. Another reason is that our focus is very much on the quality. And frankly speaking, if I can produce, let's say, tons of lavender oil or any oil, and maybe I can earn money, but it is not giving the quality, we can never be satisfied with our work. This is just not a part of our nature. Yeah. And I'm a traditional Indian person. Traditional Indian it's very unique in one sense, not the current India. Traditional Indian will definitely go in small only, because this is what we have learned in classical sense, that small means taking care of your own place, people, and when you've done it very well, then only community and society can develop.
I love that.
So this is, and that's why, and the whole, this is my personal observation, the whole craziness in the world, anywhere you see, not only India or America, anywhere you see, the whole craziness is because we want to feed, better to say, we want to dump whatever we produce, we want to dump it on the people. That's the biggest selfish attitude a human being can ever do. Dumping his production on the people. If I produce phone, I will dump on someone. You're having one phone, please take two. You are having one car, please take two. You are you need three dresses, please take 10. 10 are not enough. If you have this one earring, okay, then you should have three piercings in your ears. So everything is a dumping process. So we don't want that dumping attitude. We better, if I want to dump something, I will dump it on my own body. Why to dump on someone? Even not even my family members. And I hate dumping on myself. So no, we will just never ever do this, the most stupid act which we can do. For if you see the condition what we have on earth, even this month, I'll tell you,
yeah,
this year, because of global warming, I don't know what is the exact reason, jojoba seed did not happen. It means the whole year we are without jojoba seeds. We have stock, last year's stock. So flowering did not happen and the seed did not come up. And the farmers are saying, what's going on? What will we do this year? I said, see, this is everyone's collaboration. Everyone wanted to become more and more rich. Everyone wanted to live a lavish life. And we did all these climate change and everything. Now we are paying, we are getting the result. So we are getting in the form of jojoba farm without any seeds. So bear with it. And this is our own efforts, actually. Yeah. Reward of our wrong mentality. So it's funny. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I don't know next year what will happen.
But that's the reality with climate change, with what's going on. Yeah.
It's big reality. This, again, this year, the spring has arrived 1 month earlier than before.
Wow.
So,
which affects everything. Yeah. It affects everything.
Really, it is affecting everything. The weather is more warm here. Even in Himalaya, the weather is more warm. And it was supposed to have rainfall, but somehow, I don't know, the weather is very much irregular. Warm also, less rain also. And jojoba, I already told you, for jojoba, it's in desert, so we need cold temperature in night. Otherwise, jojoba will not grow in its own full way. So it was more warmer, so enough cold was not there. In desert, we need both hot also and cold also.
Right.
So this is how it's a very sad story when I see. And that's what I say, that we did all this. Actually, we all did it. I mean, me and everyone in the past. Okay, now I can say that I am living a holistic life and this and that. But I am a part of that. So now I really do not want to dump anything on anyone, specifically products. And even, of course, my thoughts and mentality also. We have seen, we are suffering. We are literally suffering because of that.
I hope you enjoyed that whiff of wisdom. Do spread the insight by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guests? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you might like my new Substack newsletter, where I share my thoughts on all things smell. It arrives in your inbox bi-weekly and is meant to pique your curiosity and expand your idea of what sense of smell can mean in your life. You can sign up for it for free at anaromaticlife.substack.com. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new conversation related to our sense of smell. Take care.